Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Oh, man, what a first hour. It's open forum. You're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We don't see Tim for a couple weeks. He just comes in here, boom, on fire for the first hour. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, and you'd like to ask a Catholic apologist, Joe Heschmeyer is here to answer your questions, whether you're Catholic or not. Non-Catholics, very, very welcome. You're not a Christian. Maybe you're not even, you don't believe in God at all or whatever. We love having these conversations about the faith. If you've got a question or you want to get into a conversation about something, just pick up the phone and call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. The other thing that we will do during this hour is raise a little bit of, I hope it's not a little bit, actually. My hope is that it'd be more than a little bit, but we'll raise the money that we need to stay funded. The way Catholic Answers Live works is this radio program is just given free to whoever wants it. The radio stations that take this program, they're kind enough to let us ask you to pay for it so that we can keep doing it. It's all over the world. It's broadcast. You often hear we get calls from Europe. We get calls from Africa. We get calls from Asia and the South Pacific and from odd places like Canada and New York. And it's all because you pay for it. And three times a year, we got to come to you and ask you to fund it. And that's what we're going to do this hour. As I said, Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. He's got a brand new book called The Eucharist Really Is Jesus. Joe, thanks very much for being here with us.
It's my pleasure to be here. Although I got to tell you, following Tim is like, putting the headline act as the opener.
I know. It's like the Rolling Stones following James Brown.
A reference that has got an extremely specific vintage on it. But yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. Mick Jagger said it was the worst decision he ever made, was following James Brown. 888-318-7884 is the number to call and ask Joe your question. I'll say it one more time, and then I'm going to give out the other number. 888-318-7884. Your call, welcome. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, just like we did last hour. And Tim, he just gets fired up, and people are so generous to responding. And we blew past. I'm really surprised. We blew past by $3,500 the match last hour. And that is a great way to start a pledge drive. Not a great way for Joe, though, who is now intimidated for this entire hour.
I think the pitch for this hour should be, please don't let Tim make me look that bad.
Yeah, right. By that bad is what is.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to beat him, but let it at least make it look like
make
we
it
were
respectable.
Close-ish. Yeah, exactly.
Let's make that our motto for this hour. Make it respectable. 888-291-8000. Take advantage of both matches. Any new monthly pledge is going to be matched twice because we've got two separate donors who will match your pledge. Any pledge at all, like you call up and say, hey, I can give you $5 right now, it's going to be doubled. 888-291-8000. We have 11 of our colleagues on the line right now, and two are engaged. So that means 9 lines open for you. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Joe, I am going to get some questions together for you, but what do you think? Is it worth supporting Catholic Answers Live?
I do it myself. I'm a monthly donor. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not just the president, I'm also a user. What's that old
hair club for men. Yeah. Boy, it's going to be all 1970s references today.
Exactly. We know who has the money, and it's not millennials.
We'll be spinning tunes from the Osmond Brothers and the Jackson 5.
Exactly.
I'm a donor too, and I try to give to the local Catholic radio stations as well. I mean, my wife, we don't have a lot of money, so we can't give to everybody, but we try to at least put our money where our mouth is, because Catholic radio is where it is at as far as
sharing. Your mouth literally is on Catholic radio.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that. So I got to put my money where that is. And but it is where it's at as far as evangelizing, as far as sharing the good news, as far as returning the world to sanity.
Let me give a quick testimonial to this that just happened literally. I was getting ready to take calls last hour, and a woman called in. And she, I think, did not know it was a fundraising hour. And she just called in and said, I grew up Protestant. I lost interest in God from an early age over the idea of what's called double predestination. She didn't like this Protestant idea. Not all Protestants share this, mostly Calvinists, that God created some people intending them to go to hell. And she kind of was disgusted with that, walked away from Christianity completely, explored Hinduism, Native American religions, and the like, but then felt this tug to take Christianity seriously and discovered the Catholic Church. And so she had a bunch of questions about that and about trying to figure out if she was married in the eyes of God. And there was, you know, a lot of stuff there with annulments and the rest. But it was beautiful because she literally just said, should I just look somebody up in the phone book? To speak of another 1970s reference, we don't really have those anymore. Yeah. But it was great because she was listening to Catholic radio, heard a phone number, and called it and just poured out her heart and said, here's where I am. I'm trying to figure this out. I have no idea where to turn next. And she said explicitly, I don't know any Catholics. My most like in-person conversation with Catholics was grade school kids. And So this is what Catholic radio does. When you have people like this who they feel that tug by God, it lets them get connected to something human, something personal, and a way where people can really walk them through whatever the particular problems are of their life.
So while Tim and I, that was great, but this, I also got this out of it. While Tim and I were on the air last hour, you were taking pledge calls?
I was trying to. I got $0 because I had a 25-minute phone call with this woman. and then I had to get ready for the second hour. But, I'm not just a pretty face. I'm also part of the team. So I take calls when I'm not on the show.
Well, thanks for trying to do the right thing, Joe. Hey, there's 7 lines open. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Please call and make your pledge. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, just as we did last hour. These matches are arranged so that if we make them, we will come very close to reaching our goal. And the last hour that we have to push beyond, and that usually gets us there. But it's $220,000, which in media terms is nothing. I'm telling you, that is seconds of airtime for a television commercial on a network television show. That's what pays all the bills to bring this to you and to bring it around the world for the next 3 months, but we got to raise it. It is not a ton of money. God has plenty of friends with lots of money who can call and make those pledges, but we've got to ask you, and then you've got to pick up the phone and respond in order for us to be able to pay the bills for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. I'm going to leave that with you while I get Joe to do his day job, which is answer questions. He's better at it than taking donations, apparently. So let's go to Michael in Buffalo, New York, watching on YouTube. Michael, we're awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hello, Joe. It's Michael from Buffalo.
I think I just spoke to you in person 2 days ago.
You did. We were at the booth, the Catholic Answers booth on Sunday. So I have a question for you I didn't get to ask you. So is there a record or of when the earliest Mass was performed where the Eucharist was received after Pentecost?
Oh, that's a fascinating question. So literally just the first time somebody said Mass?
Well, it doesn't have to be Mass, but receiving the Eucharist.
We have references to the breaking of the bread in Acts 2. I'm imagining that's going to be the earliest. So Acts 2, verse 42, talks about the early Christian community, and it talks about what that was like. And so it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And the breaking of bread is the Eucharist. But we don't know explicitly like what day that happened on. But this testimony comes literally one verse after Pentecost. So Pentecost is Acts 2, 1 to 41. And then this is literally the next verse.
I see. So that's something that I've always wondered, if the Blessed Mother would have received the Eucharist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she gives us the body of Christ, and so there's something very fitting about her receiving the body of Christ.
Oh, absolutely. So what would you say to those Catholics, I know that stat is so disturbing, that don't believe in the real presence now. What would you do to connect them to the real presence?
Yeah, so I would say this. When you look at those really scary numbers, you know, Gallup or Pew.
Pew.
Had a study a couple, okay, that's right. Excuse you.
All right, Joe, anyway, just answer the question.
there's a reason I don't have a night job as a stand-up. Anyway, when you look at those numbers that are really disturbing, and it says like 2/3 of Catholics don't believe in the real presence, when you go to the second line and they break that down by mass attendance, what you find is that Catholics who regularly go to mass, it's about 90% believe in the real presence. It's been a while since I've seen the numbers, but it was somewhere around there, which is a lot better. Still disturbingly low in a sense. It should be 100%, but much more of what you might imagine, much more of what you might expect. And so what you have dragging the numbers down are a bunch of people who may answer Catholic on a survey, who go to mass on Christmas and Easter or not at all, or you know, occasionally might go with when they're home visiting their family. And as a result, they're not really bought in. And that's an important thing to know, because it means that it handicaps a lot of the solutions. You can't just say we need better preaching about the Eucharist at mass. That's great to move that 90% up to 100. But if the problem involves mostly people who aren't even in church and aren't connected to the church, then it's a much more foundational issue of how do you get people connected to the church? That is the million-dollar question. And I think, or I guess $64,000 question for doing 1970s references. And I think in that, it's largely about getting people connected to community. It's not first and foremost answering all the doctrinal questions. It's making people interested in what it is to be a serious Catholic so that they'll start asking those questions themselves. Like you can have all the answers to the questions, and if nobody's asking those questions, that there's going to be like on deaf ears. And so being able to cultivate the relationships and the friendships and inviting people to Catholic things, even if it's just you and a couple other Catholic friends going out for a drink and inviting a lukewarm or non-Catholic friend with you, when they start to see what you have and they don't, that's the kind of thing that piece by piece makes people start to ask those questions.
I'm going to say thanks very much for the call, because we do have to raise a little bit of money this hour. The way we fund this program is we ask you for the funds, and then we're able to give away the program free to anybody anywhere in the world who wants to broadcast it. So you hear listeners from around the world call the show. And it's a very, very simple proposition. We believe if you answer questions about the Catholic faith and you share the Catholic faith with people, more and more people will come to the faith. And that's what you're paying for when you're paying for this program. We explain and defend the Catholic faith. We depend on our listeners to support us to do that. It's actually a very small number of people who do. For example, right now, we have had so far on the air today, 89 people have called, and among the thousands, maybe tens of thousands, hundreds, I don't know how many thousands of people are listening around the world, and 90, well, we're looking for our 90th call right now. So that gives you an idea that it doesn't cost a huge amount, but it does cost something, and we need your help right now, because we have 10 lines open, we have a huge amount of matching money this hour, and we have nobody on the line. 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. I will tell you this, part of the reason is we had that big rush right at the top of the last hour. Eric in North Dakota gave a $500 one-time donation as we were closing the last hour, and then he gave a $30 a month recurring donation. Eric, thank you so much. Dominic in Michigan gave $500, and I just want to tell you what Dominic said. He said he came back to the faith last fall after being away for 17 years, and he said Catholic radio helped him come home. You pay for that. We don't pay for that. I mean, we make, like Joe said, I give to the, you know, I give monthly. Joe gives monthly. You know, we support like you do, but we can't, we depend on you. We can't do this program without you, and we need your help right now, because one call on right now, 888-291-8000. Let me explain the matches and explain what we can, some encouragements we have to your giving. And then we'll let Joe take some more calls. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. And then we have a second match for anyone who starts a new monthly pledge. I've been suggesting that that means that you're double matched if you start a new monthly pledge in any amount.
I'm thinking about Eric in North Dakota. He gave a $500 gift that was double matched, and then a $30 monthly gift that was double matched.
Yeah,
that's how he basically got a triple match there. I don't think that math quite checks out, but you get the idea.
I don't know how math works, but I'm pretty sure that was right. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. So let me tell you what let me give you some encouragements. First of all, we have this Society 315. It's the introductory level, so to speak. It's it, it's we need to build those friendships with people. We know that. We want to build those friendships with people. So we send you all kinds of bonus stuff to join Society 315. I was just telling people today, Joe, I got a little thing from Society 315 today about your new home studio.
Yes.
And it's like the behind the scenes look at Joe in his home studio. And
We got a bunch of emails back from people, most of them very encouraging, one of them very meaning. It was from my godfather and uncle.
Yeah, he was mean.
I hope Joe didn't help with the construction.
And you didn't. And that was good call, Joe.
I watched and said, that looks great, Zach.
So Society 315 will send you a free t-shirt. We'll send you the car magnet. We'll send you a 20% off a coupon for shop.catholic.com. But then you get all that bonus material throughout the year. That's $10 a month. Can you do that right now? 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. At the $20 a month level, all of that I just mentioned, but we'll also send you Joe's book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, and we'll send you the second edition, the updated version of Trent's book, Persuasive Pro-Life. You get both of those at the $20 level. Maybe you could come in at a $45 a month level. All of that I just mentioned is included in that. We're also going to send you 5 copies of our little booklet, Why We're Pro-Life, and you get a free Catholic Answers School of Apologetics course, Tim Staples' course, Defending the Saints at Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. That's at the $45 level. We need some folks to pick up the phone and call right now. Come in at those levels. Take advantage of all the matches, 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And now, as I promised, we're just going to take calls. We're going to let Joe do his job. So we'll go to Kyle in Pennsylvania, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. That app is all over the world now, and that is paid for also by our donors. Kyle, thank you so much for your call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, Side Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kyle.
My question is, when discussing with a Protestant on the essential beliefs of being a Christian, what would you say are some important talking points? And is there a list of essential beliefs, or can it really even be answered succinctly about what the most central beliefs of a Christian are according to the Catholic Church?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I would put it like this. You can find books, you know, Ludwig Ott is a theologian who has a book called Fundamentals of Catholic Dogma, where he just lists all the different dogmas and what level of authority they're at and all that. I wouldn't go that way for most conversations, unless you're, you know, talking to a theologian or someone with a really particular kind of question saying, do I need to believe X, Y, Z? The better question, I think, is to start asking about the church. And you can ask about the Bible as well. So questions like this. When Jesus says in Matthew 16, I will build my church, what does he mean by that? What kind of church is he building? And what does it mean for Jesus to build the church instead of for man to build the church? Is the church Jesus builds visible or invisible? Is it structured? Is it just all the Christians everywhere? And so that would be one kind of direction I would go with the conversation. Another direction I would go with the conversation is to ask about, you know, whether there's a pope in that church. But then, as I said, I'd also talk about the Bible. Where does the Bible come from? How do we know we have exactly the right books in the Bible? Those, if you get those questions, the reason I would focus on those areas, even though there are really crucial areas like the Eucharist, which the church has called the source and summit of the faith. If ever there was a fundamental, getting the Eucharist right is that fundamental. But I would still go with what does Jesus say about the church and where does the Bible come from? Because at the end of the day, we have to make it a really important switch. You don't want it to just be, do I accept what the church teaches over here? Do I accept what they teach over there? Where I'm still treating it as a cafeteria line, and I'm still deciding whether to accept or reject various parts of the faith. At some point, I have to say, I really believe the church is the body of Christ that St. Paul says it is in Ephesians 5. I really believe that the church is the household of God and the pillar and foundation of truth that St. Paul says it is in 1 Timothy 3:15. And once I believe that, then I can eventually get to myself to a point where I say, maybe me just reading the Bible in my living room, I'm going to read it one way. But for 2,000 years, better Christians than I have said it means this other thing. Now I trust God and I trust the Holy Spirit to guide not me privately apart from everybody else, but to guide the church into the fullness of truth, as he promised in John 14 and John 16. So I hope that makes sense. In the same way, if you were a person in the first century listening to Jesus, you wouldn't just say, do I agree with him about forgiving my enemies? Do I agree with him about divorce and remarriage? Do I agree with him about X, Y, Z? At some point, you have to say, who is he? Is he who he says he is? Because if he is, I should agree with him and I should trust him and I should believe in him. And if he isn't, then yeah, it's great that we happen to agree on some issues, but I'm not going to follow him. That's the make or break issue, right? Who is Jesus? And so with whether you should be Catholic or not, the make or break issue is, well, who is the Catholic Church? Is it the body of Christ or is it just a human organization? Because if it's the body of Christ, everyone should be Catholic. And if it isn't, then don't worry about it.
Kyle, again, I'm going to leave it there because we do have lots of work to do this hour. But thank you so much for the call, and I hope we'll get to talk with you again. The number to make your pledge, there's five lines open right now, 888-291-8000. We are in the first day of 3 days of asking you for your financial support so we can continue to do what we do for the next 3 months. That's how it works here at Catholic Answers Live. It's a very simple system. We rely on you, and you've always come through for us. Let's fill up those five lines. Let's use up that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We're coming up on halfway through the hour, and we've only used up about a quarter of that match. I think we're a little under a quarter, as a matter of fact. So we need your help. 888-291-8000. I do have faith in you, however. I feel sanguine about it because I know you have always been there for us before. You can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Pledges made there are subject to the exact same matches. Or if you'd like, you can just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic 24365. That's what we are. Just text it there. 888-291-8000. Joe, I'm going to just try to get you to work a little more before we got to take a break because I believe people are going to fill up the phones. So let's go to Clyde in Texas. Hi, Clyde.
Clyde, the Protestant from Texas who gave a little donation 3 months ago.
Oh, Clyde. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Clyde.
Yes, sir. Well, I did again just during the first hour, but I needed to tell you a story about what happened after I made the call last year.
Okay.
I was driving. I live in Lubbock, Texas, and I listen to EWTN. South of us, about 2 hours, is Odessa, Texas, which is also EWTN, Guadalupe Network. So when I'm in the, I listen to the EWTN every day. So I'm driving down the highway, and I was talking to you guys. I made the pledge, and they mentioned that I was from Texas. And about 5 minutes after I got off the line, I got a phone call. And it was from my nephew up in Oklahoma, 300 miles, 250 miles from here. He said, Uncle Clyde, do you listen to EWTN? Yes, I'm listening to it right now.
How cool.
I'm listening to it right now. I'm driving down the highway. He said, that's great. He says, I have a story to tell you. Now, his wife had died a few months before, and he's 65. He said, I was spending about $150 a month on alcohol.
Oh.
And I thought, there has to be a better way. And he says, I worked Sunday, and I remembered that there's Catholic Mass, so I went. And I went again, and I went again, and I went again. And he got into conversation with the priest, and the priest said, well, Mr. Nichols, you can study, you can go to RCIA. You don't have to become a Catholic to study RCIA. He said, Uncle Clyde, I was confirmed into the Catholic Church last Easter. And he said, when I took Eucharist the first time, he said, he had some description of how wonderful he felt when he took Eucharist the first time.
Clyde, what a story.
God bless you both. That is beautiful.
Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. Yeah. Thank you for...
And I love that Catholic Radio is the means by which you found this information out about it, your nephew. That's
right. Well, and
I can't make that promise.
Quick questions. I have two very quick questions that it will require short answers.
Okay.
Will there ever be an American Pope?
God willing, it's certainly possible. I mean, it was a surprise when we got a Polish one.
Not till there's an African one, I'm pretty sure.
That may be. Yeah.
Will there ever be a young pope like the bishop in New York?
There have been some young popes. I think a lot of times the cardinals maybe steer clear of that because for two reasons. You get to know the older guys better. You've known them for a longer time. So you kind of know and trust them. And second, it's hard to know how a man's going to be at 80 when he's 30. Yeah. So that's a 50-year buy-on. Again, John Paul II was fairly young. He had a very long pontificate, and he wasn't Italian. So anything's possible in both those scores. Clyde, thank you so much for calling.
Clyde, you're a superstar. That was just a great call. Thank you so much. Hey, pick up the phone now. We're going to take a quick break. Great time to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. 10 lines open. Please fill them up. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm looking at the numbers Darren just gave me, and it says we're 42% of the way towards making the match this hour. So we can do it if we have a real strong last half hour, but we do, in fact, need your help to do it. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour to help us pay for this program for the next 3 months. So anybody who calls up in the next half hour and makes a pledge up to that $20,000 limit is going to get matched 100%. So make a $5 pledge, it's $10. Make a $10 pledge, it's $20. Make a $100 pledge, it's $200. And the number to do that is 888-291-8000. If you've been thinking about supporting Catholic Answers, we would sure appreciate your help now to help us reach our goal for this hour, 888-291-8000. And if you are so inclined to make a new monthly pledge, say you say, you know what, I could do $10 a month. That will be matched twice this hour because we have two separate donors matching those donations. And so that will be matched twice, so essentially tripled. If you make a $10 a month pledge, it becomes $30 a month, which becomes a lot of money, $360, I think, to us by the end of the year. If you make a $100 a month pledge, and several people have made $100 a month pledges, I realize that's a lot of money, but some people are in a position to do it. And if you are, that's also tripled. That becomes $300 a month to us. 888 888- 291-8000, 888-291-8000. To meet the match, we need to raise $10,000 this hour. The way we raise funds around here is we just tell you what we need. We try not to be deceptive. We tell you when things are going poorly, and we tell you when things are going well. And this has been a pretty good first day. I want to be honest with you, it's been a pretty good first day. But in order to bring it home, we've got a $10,000 half hour to do right now, a $10,000 half hour to do. If you could give in any amount, whether it's a monthly pledge or a one-time gift, it would be greatly appreciated around here. Our colleagues take these afternoons off and just sit by their phones ready to take your call. 888-291-8000. You can ask them about their job. You can chat with them. You can tell them your story. Or you can say, hey, I've got about a minute. Can you get me done with this? And they'll get you done quickly. Whatever you would prefer, 888-291-8000. Five lines open right now of the 12 who are available. Could we please fill those up? And I will just keep bossing Joe around, making him answer questions because it's open for him. 888-291-8000 is where you can make your pledge, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I feel like people are helping you out, Joe. I think people are responding. They know that you don't want to be embarrassed following Tim Stables.
I thank you all for the Keeping Up with Tim challenge.
I don't know if you're keeping up with Tim, but you're...
I just have to lose in a respectable way. That's all I ask.
Let's let you answer a question. Let's go to Rob in Syracuse, New York, watching on YouTube. Rob, by the way, YouTube, another thing that you pay for. We can be on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch and things you never even heard of. Well, maybe you did, but I never have heard of in order to share this program. Rob, watching on YouTube, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
First, real quick, you don't want to be on Twitch. You don't want to do it. Anyway.
Oh, is that? You know more about it than I do.
you don't do it.
All right, Rob. Thanks,
guys. I thought that was a gaming platform. I don't know anything, but.
Yeah, well, gaming and shows about, and now they do.
Well, you know, we
don't have to do a Twitch review.
We
get the picture. Go ahead.
Yes. Speaking of YouTube, I watch a Catholic channel that replays a lot of homilies from churches.
Okay.
And one of the fathers gave a homily about penance. And mm-hmm. he was talking about how in meals, you're supposed to make yourself a meal like you would ordinarily make it, but not eat everything. Well, if you're halfway through eating anything, and most of the time you can't save it because there are very few things that you can throw in the refrigerator that actually, you know, that's where leftovers got its bad name or rep from. What do you do it? Because I know it's an even bigger sin to waste God's food, God's resources.
Yeah, that's
so. I guess he's pushed me into a corner that I really don't understand. And if I can, real quick, I promise to do $100 a month if Cy tells me what the blue thing is sitting on the table.
Oh, this is a cough button. $100 a month for a cough button. This is a cough button because I have to have it next to me because I'm always going like this. But yeah, I don't want people to hear that.
Yeah, it bleeps them out as well. So someone else can push it.
I promise to do it, but back to that question.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob. That's very nice of you. Thank you for the pledge.
Let me give a slightly modified form of the advice that you got from the priest. St. Jose Maria Escriva, in a book called The Way, says this. He says, the day you leave the table without having done some small mortification, you have eaten like a pagan. But there's a lot of ways you can have what he calls mortifications at the table. So that can mean you don't eat the last two bites. That can also mean you don't put ketchup on your fries, or you don't put salt on, or some small thing where you're always controlling your passions. You're never just giving in and just going crazy at the table. And the idea is really simple. Your passions are good and God-given, but they need to be disciplined or they will totally run the show. I almost want to compare them to children here. You know, your children are good and God-given, but if you just do everything they want to do whenever they want and you don't have any discipline, any command, they will become really bad children very quickly. I don't mean morally evil. I just mean out of control. Well, your passions will work like that. if you don't learn to keep them in line, and that means denying yourself, like maybe you don't have dessert, maybe you don't have, you know, that sort of thing. There's a lot of different ways you can do that. It doesn't have to be that you prepare food and then leave the food uneaten. That's the first thing I'd say. The second thing, so don't intentionally, in other words, don't intentionally make more food than you want. If you want to do the mortification, just prepare a little bit less food. And, you know, do it on that end. But if you've already been served a certain amount, or if you're at a restaurant and there's a set amount, something like that, you don't really have control over it, it's totally fine to leave a few bites and throw it in the garbage. You are not making anyone around the world starve by not becoming gluttonous. You know, for a long time, American parents told their kids, eat your food. They're starving kids in China, Africa, wherever. And as a result, people continued to starve and we just got fatter and fatter. That didn't actually help anybody. And so that's not, in other words, once the food is cooked, served, and can't be stored, that's not the time to figure out what's a proper portion. You should do it before that. Does that make any sense, Rob?
Well, hang on. I'm sorry. I put Rob on hold. Go ahead, Rob.
I was going to ask for some clarification. The priest said fix your meals as you ordinarily would. So I'm assuming he means the same amount of food. So that would also that would be a lot of waste.
Yeah.
Or am I?
Yeah,
am
I would do it. I would do it slightly differently than what he's saying. I think he's got a good impulse and a good idea, but that if you read the writings of the saints on this subject, it's not prepare the same amount of food. It's deny yourself in some way at the table, and there are better ways to deny yourself, like cook a little less. Or, I mean, it's different. If, like you said, if it's non-perishable food, if you're eating a granola bar and you can eat half of it and save the other half for later, that's fine. But if you've got something that's going to spoil or go bad, I don't think you want to put yourself in a situation where you're intentionally making food to spoil, because that's not actually a good way of using the gifts God's given you.
Rob, I am going to leave it there and say thank you very, very much. We have lots of folks on the line for Joe. It's open forum. And but we between calls, we do have to take a minute to ask you for your support. We are coming into the last, about 16, 17 minutes of the program, and we've got a long way to go to use up our match for this hour. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We've had, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just look it up real quick, tell you how many people have called today. 119 people have called out of the thousands of people who have listened to this show, maybe for a minute, maybe you've been listening for the whole hour and a half that we've done so far. Out of all those thousands of people, 119 have called, and they are getting us closer and closer to that $40,000 match that we have for today. There's a $20,000 match this hour. There's still thousands of it left, and we've got about 17 minutes to go. So could you pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. The people that you talk to are in the building here with us, or I guess they can be, some of them are, like with Joe, they can be remote, but they are our coworkers. They're either remote or they're here in the building with us, and they're happy to talk with you. They love sharing the stories. One of the best things that happens around here at Catholic Answers is after the pledge drives, when people meet in the hall to talk about the people that they talk to. It's so much fun around here. Take your time, tell them your story, or tell them you're in a rush, you got to get it done quick, and you just want to make your pledge and go. Whatever is your preference, 888-291-8000. What you can't, please don't think that your pledge is going to be too small. They do want to take the time with you. Joe took 25 minutes to take a $0 pledge earlier today. So just think about that.
I'm not the model. Yeah. I'm not the model.
Your $5 pledge is worth our time. I promise you, it is worth our time. Your $500 pledge is worth our time. Whatever amount, 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either place, those go to the exact same match, either place. I see we are 31% of the way from being fully funded for this hour, reading our match, 31%.
Can I give a quick shout out to the parishioners in the Diocese of Boise at St. John's Cathedral?
Oh, yeah, please.
Deacon Bill called in. I think he donated, and he said he's challenging his parishioners to donate for the matching gift and to help help Joe over the line. So Deacon Bill,
help Joe.
I appreciate it tremendously.
Deacon Bill, very, very nice. Thank you very, very much. I want to tell you about, I'll go back to the phones. I will, but I do want to thank a few people. Sally's in Grand Rapids, and she wanted us to know that she's just going to continue her $10 donation as long as God keeps providing for her. She's on Social Security. She's 77 years old in 6 days. Happy birthday coming up there, Sally. Let me wish you an early happy birthday. And she loves what we're doing, and we're very, very grateful, Sally. Thanks. And thanks. Keep calling. We love talking with you as well. I know, Joe, you've spoken to Sally, I believe.
I have. One of the other calls I took another time during a different fun drive, and it was a beautiful, beautiful conversation with her.
I want to get the name of this family right, and if I don't get it right, call back and I'll get it right. The Dalcerado family has been cashing in on recycling bottles. And they've been saving the money they get to make a donation to Catholic Answers. And today they did $64.50. And their dad, Christopher, says he never misses an episode. That is such a nice thing. Thank you to the whole Dalcerado family. That means a lot, because you got to put some effort into that one. And they did it for us, Joe. That's very nice.
Beautiful. I love those really unconventional gifts. I'm sure you remember the time he was a farmer, donated like a plot of land for Catholic Answers. I mean, it was just, that's great.
We had a farmer call one time and give cotton.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
it was,
and another called and gave wheat. And we didn't even know how to take a donation of wheat, but turns out you can. We did. Thanks so much to everybody who has called. We've got 12 of our colleagues on the line. 7 of them are waiting for your call right now. I'm going to make Joe do his job. Would you help us do our job by picking up the phone and calling right now? Let's fill up the lines right now. Just take 7 calls right now in any amount to fill up those lines. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Heidi in Phoenix, Arizona, who's also watching on YouTube. Heidi, we're awful glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Well, thank you. And first of all, big shouts out to Joe. I love Shameless Potpourri, and it has helped me tremendously.
Wonderful.
Seriously, especially, well, there's a lot of episodes, but the one I'm actually even kind of calling in a reference to right now. By the way, I'm in Phoenix, but I feel right at home. Y'all, I'm from Rochester, New York. We just had Buffalo and Syracuse, so I feel well represented there.
Yeah,
New York,
I've been
coming
very
in.
Impressed.
Yeah.
I was just in Buffalo yesterday and Sunday. They did a World Youth Day event that I went and spoke at. And I was surprised to learn Buffalo at 250,000 people, second largest city in New York. It really defied my stereotypes of New York.
What's the largest?
It was beautiful. They didn't say.
I'm going to look that up.
You probably saw some of my family members there. My sister-in-law is actually the executive director of the Archdiocese, Nancy Gugino. Sorry, Nancy, if I just threw you under the bus there.
What's up, Nancy? I'll tell you what, while you're asking your question, I'm going to look and see if Nancy has called and made her pledge yet. Now that I've got her first and last names, Heidi.
Thank you. I'm so sorry, Nancy.
Go ahead. Heidi, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Yeah, another way to double your donation is to shame family members into donating as well.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Nancy. I'll get you back. Anyway, I am a new convert. My husband's whole family is Catholic. I was actually married at St. Stanislaus a million years ago there, but I literally was just confirmed this year.
Welcome home.
So thank you, and thank you for how much you all have helped me with that. So my big question, your episode on Do Protestants Really Worship? And the better understanding of Jesus as our high priest and the atonement, because for way too many years, I think I had the John MacArthur understanding of atonement. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it, but it's a big subject. So I would just love a little bit more on that, if you're willing.
I'll give you a short one and point you to a very long answer that I gave. Okay. There's a Shameless Potpourri episode called How Does the Cross Work Exactly? Something like that. And it looks at different models of the atonement, and looks particularly, it actually addresses John MacArthur head on. And I quote him and explain why his vision of the cross doesn't work with the biblical evidence. So that would be, again, a good longer form, but let me give you a very short answer right here. A priest is one who offers sacrifice. Definitionally, that's what a priest is. And within Judaism, you had priests and then you had one high priest. So originally this was Aaron and his two sons. And, you know, Aaron was the high priest. The two sons assisted him as priests. Well, our high priest now is Jesus. He offers the perfect sacrifice. He offers himself, but he doesn't offer himself as an unwilling victim. So, you know, a lot of pagan sacrifices, you might capture somebody and then you execute them for your God. It is not like that. Jesus offers a willing sacrifice, and he describes all this in John 10. That he says the reason the Father loves him is because he willingly lays down his life for the sheep. And he has the power to lay down his life and the power to take it up again. What he's saying there is that he is both the priest and the willing victim of the sacrifice. That if you think about it like this, there is a debt created by sin. And Jesus comes in and he doesn't just satisfy that debt. He satisfies it to overflowing. That he gives God, the Father, something more precious with beautiful love and obedience than the full weight of every sin committed by every human in all of history, that Jesus has this infinitely perfect, obedient, loving act towards the Father. And that more than outweighs every sin we could ever commit in all of history. And so that's how it works for Jesus to be the high priest of the sacrifice and the victim. And so it matters that he's willingly laying down his life, because it's that act of humility and obedience and total love for us that is so pleasing to God. So then the question is, how does our baptismal priesthood work with that? So all of us by baptism share in some sense in the priesthood of Christ, that we can now join our sufferings to that of Jesus. Just as he's willing to lay down his own life and give himself up completely for us, we can give of ourselves in some small way for our neighbors, for our loved ones, for those who haven't been converted. And so we join in just as the priest would join in the sacrifice of the high priest. And so that's the model in a nutshell. As I said, that's the short version. If you want the long version, you might have to check out the episode.
I'm going to encourage you to do that, because I got to go back to asking people if they will support us, because we're still about $5,000, almost $6,000 away from using up our match this hour. And we would really like to use it up and stay on track. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. I am going to have go back to the phones and let him answer more questions. But let me just let you know where we are. We are in the first day of our pledge drive. We have $220,000 to raise to be fully funded. In order to do that, we have these hourly matches that help us kind of gauge if we're going to make it. And the match for this hour is $20,000. That means any gift given up to the $20,000 match limit is matched dollar for dollar. So Vince just gave $1,000. Vince, thank you so much for your generous support. Well, that became $2,000. Amalia just gave $2,000. That became $4,000. She said she listens to Catholic Answers Live every day in Miami on the Sirius satellite radio as she leaves work. We're glad we get to accompany you. Thanks for spending the time with us, Amalia, and thank you for your support. That's $3,000 in gifts that was doubled and became $6,000. We've got $6,000 left to use up this hour. Maybe you could come in at the $10 a month level, become a member of Society 315. You get all kinds of bonus content, just like we got today. And those of us who are members of Society 315, we got it in our email today, an update on Joe's home studio with funny photos. And Joe, at least I found them funny. And Joe, especially your wardrobe cracks me up. But not just funny stuff. Also, lots of great interviews and talks and it's a great opportunity. Come in at the $10 a month level. It's going to be tripled right now. And you'll get the T-shirt and you'll get the car magnet and you'll get the 20% off at the shop and all that stuff that comes week after week because Michelle, who runs Society 315, does such a good job. How do you do that? You pick up the phone right now and call. We've got 11 lines open. That's wild. 11 lines open. They really want to talk with you. Can you do that $10 a month level? Can you help us use up this match? 888-291-8000. Maybe you could come in at a $20 level, also tripled right now because of two matches. In addition to being a member of Society 315, you will also receive free of charge Joe's book, The Eucharist is Really Jesus, and the second edition, the new revised edition of Trent's book, Persuasive Pro-Life. We'd love to send you that stuff. But look at that. The lines remain open. 11 lines open right now. Could you pick up the phone and call? We need your help to finish this hour strong and stay on track. 888-291-8000. It doesn't cost a lot to produce this program, to produce Joe's podcast, Shameless Popery, and Trent's podcast, and Carlo's podcast, and Jimmy's podcast, and do all the print stuff that we do and be on all the social media. But it does cost something, and we need your support right now. Ooh, those lines are stubbornly not full. There's 11 lines open. Will somebody pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000? If you can come in at the $45 a month level, again, tripled right now because we still have lots of match money left, but we're going to send you, in addition to all that I just mentioned, 5 copies of Why We're Pro-Life, our pro-life booklet, and you're going to get a free opportunity to take Tim's course, Defending the Saints, at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics online. That's free. Defending the Saints. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. And we are in need of your calls right now. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can go safe and secure online to make your pledge. Catholic Answers depends entirely on you in order to continue to do what we do. You're not, we try to be friends with those who give to us, but what we definitely are is sharers in the mission. You are part of the mission. You are part of the team when you give. And you really are. We're a small apostolate. Again, 130 people have given today. So that means every call, right? We could do 130 calls in the next 10 minutes if we needed to. And we need your call right now.
It would be hard to answer them that quickly. But yes, let's try it.
It's possible.
130 people call right now, and let's see if we can do it.
888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and call. If you are especially blessed and you could make a $1,000 gift right now, this would be the time to do it because we are coming up a bit short. We're $6,000 away. Joe, I'm going to make you answer one more question before we go.
All right, let's do it.
And give me a little time at the end, if you would. Let's go to Tyler. In Kansas City, Missouri, right near you, Joe, watching on YouTube. Tyler, try to be quick with your question, and we'll do our best to get you an answer.
Great. I'll be very quick. Really simple. I was wondering, why is it that it took, relatively speaking, so long after Jesus' death to write the Gospels? Because I just feel like if I were in the disciples' position,
I'm going to have to leave it there. We lost the last part. Sorry, Tyler, but we got the question. Why did it take so long to write the Gospels?
Because they were originally proclaiming it orally. And I think very effectively proclaiming it orally. So if you think about Pentecost, Peter gets up and preaches and 3,000 people convert. Now, Peter could have just written a letter and, you know, left it there for anybody to read. But that wouldn't have been nearly as effective of seeing the actual Spirit-filled disciples proclaiming what Jesus has done in their life. And so the first couple decades, we'll say, first 15 years at least, they're really pushing orally the proclamation of the gospel. And maybe 6 of the 12 apostles never write anything at all because their mission is to build up the church. So they're doing things like oral proclamation of the gospel. They're doing the administrative stuff of actually building up the structure of the church and helping, you know, organize these communities and everything else. And so there's not a tremendous need for writing because they're right there. And as the church gets bigger and as their own lives start to come to a close, there's a great need to write all of these things down. So you're not leaving everything to memory. And so that's why you have this move led by the Holy Spirit to write down this gospel that they had been proclaiming. And so we can have it in written form as well. But it begins not with the text. It begins with the church. It begins with the oral proclamation of the gospel. And then what we get in Scripture is sort of a codification or a canonization of things that had already been proclaimed.
Tyler, thank you for being quick with your question and leaving me time just as we're heading out to let people know we're going to stay answering the phones as long as you'll call, but there are tons of lines open right now. We really could use your help to close that $6,000 gap to finish this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 10 lines open now. No, just 9 lines open now. 888-291-8000, but let's fill up those 9 lines. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or just text the word Catholic to 24365. 4 times a year. We come to you and just for 3 days, and we don't even use full hours. We just use part of each hour to ask you for your support. But in order to be fully funded, we need your response. And now would be a perfect time. All of a sudden, 11 lines open. 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer, it's going to be a squeaker. Can we do $6,000 in the last 6 minutes here before the top of the hour?
God willing, and 11 people call in, I'd say so.
Pick up that phone and help us out, 888-291-8000. But we'll let you know tomorrow, right when we come on the air, if we were able to make that match. If you're listening overnight, you can always go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Maybe you're listening later. Maybe you listen later in the week. The pledge drive continues through the weekend, so you can always make your pledge at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But right now, we've got a lot of lines open, and our colleagues would love to talk with you. Pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. We'll be back tomorrow. Do it again on Catholic Answers Live.